Luckily, our new house survived, but we had a tornado. Like day one of owning the house, a tornado hit our neighborhood.
Yes, I was gone. I was somewhere, and Derek sends a text at like midnight. It's like, Trey, are you okay?
Dude, that scared me so much because I was still in my old house, and I was like, another one? Because he sent it 24 hours later after the fact. I was like, well, again? And then I looked. I was like, oh, it is from the other night. Yes, I'm aware. We're good. Just some tree limbs.
Again?
It's been crazy.
Yeah, it was a map of Trey's neighborhood. The news had put it on. And it was like a red line that showed where the tornado hit. And it just like hit your house.
Yes. Yeah, our street.
Basically our street, yeah.
And you survived. Baby one. Kennedys are strong.
Well, we weren't living here yet. So I rolled up to like, we were going to, I don't know, shoot content or something. And it's like.
There are trees down. There,
I couldn't even, I had to try four different roads because there's trees in the streets.
Wow.
And it was our other house, you know, 8 miles away. It was just blissful.
Yeah. Untouched. Yeah, there's a storm every 3 days here right now. As we're recording this, like a million people in Dallas don't have power. We got people texting us. You guys got power? Just.
I mean, global warming.
Oh, I forgot. You just watched Day After Tomorrow, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, in a couple years, beware.
Yeah, look out, New York.
But in all honesty, I don't remember ever being so concerned about tornadoes living here. I've never...
It's been a very stormy May.
I mean, maybe we just haven't been here
May showers bring June. May showers bring June flowers.
That's not actually how it goes, but...
April showers bring...
April showers bring June... Death storm, death of wind. Oh, it's something like that.
I got a pretty wild text.
Okay.
About the tornadoes. Iowa also got hit, and my wife's from Iowa, and her family's there. So her sister got a text saying Kevin was just telling us that a neighbor had a stray cat in their yard after the tornado. They took it to the vet. It was chipped. The cat was from Greenfield, which traveled 100 miles from the tornado. So,
do you think it was just in the spiral of the tornado, just getting carried away?
100 miles?
The Iowa farmers are like, well, it's an F3, so I figure the cat went about 75 miles in the tornado. He probably walked 25 on his own. So, yeah, that's a Greenfield
What's
cat.
What's the theory?
Maybe the storm chasers were using cats instead of those little... You see the movie Twister where they sent those balls?
Instead of the Pepsi cans, it's a cat now. Yeah. It's like, let's chip all these cats, send them up. Don't land on their feet. We'll learn a lot of information about them.
They have 9 lives. They might lose 7. They'll be fine.
That's a great point. They will land on their feet, right? I mean, it's not like, oh yeah, cats always land on their feet, except in a tornado. No, they just land on their feet. I'm sure they're fine.
Resilient, confused. Dude, so many animals are crazy like that. You ever seen a video of like a raccoon falling 90 stories and then it just runs off?
I haven't seen it.
Or like a squirrel
I've seen
falls
a squirrel.
Out of a 50-foot tree and then just runs away. I don't know what their skeletons are built of.
I don't know.
But did you hear about that alligator that made its way onto the elementary school playground? It was like here in town.
Oh, here? Escape from what? The zoo?
Yeah, yeah, escape from the zoo.
During what? A storm?
There's just the alligator was chipped. He was from the Everglades. I don't know how he made it here. Some kids just like found an alligator.
Can you imagine a kid running in and say, Miss Peterson, this is an alligator.
Okay.
This is an alligator on the black playground.
Colton, why don't you come inside?
It's an alligator.
He's not doing
the death roll.
Yeah.
He grabbed a kid and did a death roll.
Yeah, Jeremy's underwater right now.
Very imaginative. That's good. Go back and play.
Can we go back to how many people are chipping their cats?
Yeah, that's a detail as well. Chipping they got the booster.
I will say Rachel grew up with having so many cats that maybe that would not prove the point. I was going to say, because Rachel kind of likes cats because they had so many of them, but you have that many. You wouldn't ship all of them.
You'd lose one.
Who cares? Yeah. 25 extras living in our barn right now.
I mean, someone really clearly cared about this cat and shipped it. Someone is really concerned about this cat, I'm sure. Yeah.
This is like an Angela from the Office type cat. Like the owner licks the cat back, chips the cat.
Well, did the owner get it back?
Yeah, what'd Kevin say?
Still waiting to hear on that part.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Does the chip have like an address? You like scan it? It's like...
Return to sender.
Return to.
Hey, get it. Next tornado, send it back.
Yeah. Well, we're back in the studio. Got a great episode for you guys. A lot to talk about. Maybe to chat Butker a little bit, Katie?
Oh.
You're wife and mom, so you're allowed to talk. I'm kidding. No. Oh, wow. I'm being hard. No, it's funny. We got a triggered segment. much more. So sit back. Give us 5 stars. That's all I want for Father's Day.
Thanks.
I'm going to push Father's Day hard.
Yep. I heard that. All right. I heard from you.
Roll music. Correct opinion. So Harrison Butker, we're a little late. We've been moving, but it is time to talk about it. He's a Georgia Tech guy.
Katie's old roommate, or not roommate.
Hey,
yeah, surprise!
Surprise! Yeah, Harrison wasn't as much.
Very progressive. Guys and girls can split dorms.
Yeah, he had.
Harrison did not like that though.
You never knew him.
No, I didn't.
Was he at the college the same time you were?
Yeah.
They were roommates.
You just said that.
No.
Do you remember him being a good kicker for Georgia Tech?
Sure.
I bet he was.
I'm sure he was.
It's been wild. I was just telling y'all off air that I commented on his like Super Bowl post when he won the Super Bowl. I mean, we're Chiefs
back
fans.
Back in February.
Yeah, Chiefs fans and follow a lot of the players. I commented goat emoji. It's a great comp. Goat. He's a goat kicker. And I woke up to hundreds of DMs and messages. People like, so disappointed. I left that comment 3 months ago.
That's interesting. Does he not post? How are people finding it?
It is. You know, it was like the second post. It was his most recent post was him and Josh Hawley. What's his name? The Missouri senator that everyone hates. And then the next post was him like looking good in a suit. And I was like, of course you click on it and so many people see it pops up like that, like the top
Troy Kennedy
like
commenting.
The top, like the account that comments, it shows it. It's just me goat emoji as it has 9,000 comments, like we hate you.
And people are just so fired up. They're like, hey, I bet Trey commented this last night.
Yeah.
And the comment, and there's like a few in the hundreds of comments, like, guys, he commented this in February. I don't know. But then you just have to,
people are crazy.
You just have to delete it, you know? So you know what, Harrison, you're still the goat kicker. All right. Stand by that, but
you went 4 for 4 in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, what else do you want me to comment?
I
guess every time I comment now on like a famous person, I'd be like, goat emoji, parentheses. This does not mean I agree with every word out of their mouth for the rest of their lives.
Maybe do like a date stamp too, mm-hmm. just to make
goat emoji commented February 12th. Yeah, 2024.
It's like those Twitter bios, it's like beliefs are my own, you know, or whatever. Like comments, I do not condone what they might believe at any point ever for any reason. Man, no matter what.
But I'm a sucker for the drama. If there's one thing, if you're ever getting canceled, hopefully you have a good sense of humor because people are funny too.
There is some funny stuff out there.
Yeah, there's some funny stuff, but man, it's crazy how stuff just, people decide like this is what we're going to.
Mob mentality. Yeah. It's the off season.
Yeah, let's get
for drama
spice.
And football. Yeah. So it's like, let's spice something up. Summer's almost here. We got nothing to talk about.
There's no way he could have ever imagined. He was speaking at there's the college in Kansas, tiny town.
Very small college, right?
45 minutes from here. Yeah. And it's like, he's probably like, yeah, I'm going to speak to a few of these people and go home. Then 50 million people see it.
I heard he had given the same speech at another college and no one like filmed it or raised
Georgia
a
Tech.
Fit about it.
But there's no way he said that at Georgia Tech.
This is my take. I don't, you know, if you could argue what he said, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think he meant exactly what he said because what he kind of said was, you don't exist until you're a wife and mother.
Based off his wife's experience.
He didn't kind of say that.
He said that. And I don't think he believes that or means that because he did the Georgia Tech commencement speech.
Right. And if he would have said that at Georgia Tech, there would have been outrage.
Well, it's like 90% male. So I think that he would have been fine, right?
These guys are like, I've been dying to try to make a kid. There's six women here.
The women that are there are intense women.
They're intense. But they're intense career women. Yeah. Well, he said at that speech, it was very like, the best thing you can do is start a family. Like, we need more great families.
Yeah.
And like that in and of itself, you're probably like, okay. But then he added my wife would agree her life didn't start until she was a mom. And that, I don't think he meant it exactly like that, but you're kind of like, okay, well. The Chiefs, would you pull up the Chiefs Instagram?
It doesn't matter. They were trying their hardest just to post anything.
It was so funny. So the Chiefs Instagram, they posted their the upcoming schedule and the comment section. I mean, I got to give it off. Yeah, round of applause for all the ladies out there who posted the funniest comments.
The comments are insane. Really? Anything the Chiefs post. I mean, they can't get a good comment. It's all so just funny.
It'll just be girls posting
Mark your calendars, Chiefs Kingdom.
This is the upcoming schedule. Caitlin says, I can't watch the game if it's on during dinner. I have to make my husband and 14 children dinner. They're my only purpose in life. I have no other thought. Sorry. Someone said, sorry, I can't watch. I'll miss my fertile window. There were so many comments. Someone was like, could you add a bunch of glitter to this? My female brain can't comprehend it. Sorry, my calendar's full with baking, child rearing, you know, just, I mean, there's hundreds of these. It's very funny.
It's I haven't really taken part of it. I haven't even seen the full speech. I've been in Portugal enjoying a vacation. The one thing I did is Rachel and I happened, we're in Lisbon, Portugal. It's beautiful. We walk in this like amazing Catholic cathedral, and I'm kind of taking a video of it. And then later that day, I think like, oh, this could be like a funny post. So I captioned it like, getting the locals' thoughts on Butker's comments.
I enjoyed that.
I was like, it's neutral, but it's funny, the idea of like Portuguese people being like, oh, who cares about this kicker, which is what America probably needs to feel too. And dude, I had people ridicule me. I had one person specifically from that post.
Wow.
Just because I brought up Butker. It's just such a buzzword right now. It's someone I specifically remember because I DM'd her back, but she was like, really? You have something that she said, don't you dare come for Butler unless you're first going to say something about Cosby or Weinstein.
I was like, whoa,
that's crazy. I could have never predicted this DM. I was like, really? So let me get this straight.
Did you watch the Huxtables growing up? Bet you did. Sicko.
I was like, I can't mention Butker if I don't previously mention Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, just a caveat. I condemn the actions of Harvey Weinstein. I wake up every day and say that.
I think Cosby was a bad guy. Now that we got that out of the way, I'd like to make one joke about Harrison Butker. All right, everyone's cool with it. All right, cool. Those are the rules.
That is what was interesting. We've talked to, because we've traveled for different things in the past couple of weeks, and we've talked to an array of people either really supporting him or really against it, and it's
Can't we just move on? He's an NFL kicker. Who cares?
So funny. So we're especially because we are from Kansas City, so people are like, "You're from Kansas City, let's talk."
We're at a wedding for one of our good friends, Georgia Tech friends, and it's in Georgia. So you have the Georgia Tech women who, like, if you're going to a very difficult university, you're probably a very like career-driven woman. So there's those women around who are like, oh, Kansas City, Butker, can you believe what he said?
Here's, and then there's like, did go there also.
And then there's like boomers there from the outskirts of Georgia who are like, I believe every word he said. And dude, I don't even know these people. I was just hopping around the party just agreeing with everyone.
100%, brother.
To this woman, I was like, yeah, we should get him. He's the worst.
Let's get the Swifties and let's get him.
Like, Uncle, you know, George, I'd be like, you're right.
You know I'm Catholic.
Yeah. And he's like, whoa.
I kept walking up to him talking to people, and I'm like, what is he saying?
So everyone would bring this up to you guys.
Brought up probably four different times. It was like two for two. It'd be like her uncle from outside, you know, from Saul Town in Georgia is like, oh, that Butker, isn't that crazy what they said? Like, I think they got blown out of proportion. Yeah. You know, and then some young girl would be like, we hate Butker now. I'm like, seriously, I'm going to quit so my wife can work more. I'm shutting it down.
Great.
All in all, the classic thing. This is one of my first thoughts, and you see this everywhere. It's like, did you see there's a kicker, McManus for the Jaguars?
Brandon.
He's being sued, or a couple of girls are coming after him claiming he sexually assaulted them. A kicker.
Okay.
But I haven't heard anything about that.
Right. And you're kind of like, okay, that feels like he says women don't have much value. You know what I mean? I mean, they're like, well, really? he did say he was impressed with my job. So they're like, okay, well, there's levels to this. You know, it's like guys, Tyreek Hill, who played with the Chiefs for so long, he's had four kids this year.
I think he has 10 kids with 5 women, something like that, or the numbers.
You know,
he's always putting up big numbers.
He is. He's prolific. But, you know, it's like consensual, whatever. I don't know. But there's an element of like, this Butker guy is like, he's like tearing up because he loves his wife and kids so much. And they're like, but he said that one sentence.
And it was on film.
These other guys, like, we have film of them hitting a girl.
He punched a woman in an elevator.
He apologized. 32 fantasy points.
Well, internet's nothing but entertaining. Moving on to, ooh, play this TikTok for me, Derek. I thought this shout out to, you've surely seen this guy on TikTok. What, Josh
Peck? This is
Josh, he makes a lot of funny Christian content. His name's like Josh the Rapper or something. What's the his TikTok name? Or maybe that's the other one. That's what I see.
I know this
Josh
guy.
Josh Benson the Rapper.
Yes. Yes. This yeah, is I know his wife.
Christian girly podcast be like. I really enjoyed this clip.
I just think that for like me personally,
wow.
That's
so good.
You know, like I sometimes forget that like God is Daddy God.
Wow. Wow.
Absolutely. And to take that knowledge and to apply it to dating.
No, because we need to talk about dating.
No, because we don't talk about dating.
That's so good.
To apply that knowledge to relationships, how can you expect a godly man to be your zaddy? Y'all with me?
Wow.
How can you expect a godly man to be your zaddy if his first priority isn't God the Daddy?
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. That's what? So good.
That's so good. We know that God, we know
wow.
That God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldier.
That's so good.
And I take that with me because I'm still in my season of singleness.
So hard.
And I know that it's because I'm one of God's toughest soldiers. I am. And this is a battle that God is giving me through my season of singing.
That's wow. So good.
Oh my gosh, that's wow. So good.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that's so good.
Needed just like one good frick in there or something. Yeah. You know, some Christian cuss words. Frick. Oh my, wow. Oh my heck.
Have y'all seen clips of like the Christian Girly podcast? I really enjoy it.
I don't, honestly.
It is, it's always.
Is there like a specific one he is parodying? Or are you just saying like in general?
It's like... I feel like there's a handful of those Christian girl influencers. You know, they're spreading the good news, but it'll just be like, they're just like beautiful women that they're like, it's so hard to date. It's like, it's probably not that hard. It's probably way harder for a lot of people.
Rachel's always talked about this too. She always gets annoyed. Like people seem to always like, we don't talk enough about, and then they will say something that is always getting talked about.
Yeah.
Like dating.
Like I saw a clip there, like, we need to talk about more? It's like, why are more churches teaching the Bible? Yes. You just kind of can say those sentences like that. People are like, oh my gosh, it's so true. It's like, well, you go and do it and try to get anyone there. So Craig Rochelle, he works out. He's so buff and he's got a bunch of people in there.
Yeah.
Spreading a positive word. Maybe he does start with a Taylor Swift cover. Okay. But he's trying his best.
Rachel always gets annoyed when they're like, people don't talk about how marriage can be hard.
Oh.
She's like, I feel like that's all people talk about. They make me terrified of marriage.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be the worst decision of my life. That's all people talk about.
It's my favorite is when people are like, because being a Christian, it's like being a real one. Because a real one is hard. You're gonna get made fun of. You get persecuted. I mean, the Bible, Paul wrote it. You're going to get persecuted. He was in jail. Dude, I've made money by being a public Christian. Like, we're in a Christian nation.
It works out pretty hard at all.
You might have like a few Instagram comments that are
like maybe one kid at school is like, cool WWE bracelet, and you go home, you're like, oh, I'm persecuted for the Lord.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not what it is.
I'm not in communist China where I have to hide my Bible in fear of being in prison for the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly. You wear a breadcrumb and fish shirt and get bullied. You're like, I did it for the Lord.
Yeah, it was probably my Jesus Pieces shirt. I think that's what did it. I shouldn't have bought that from Branson.
That's one of my pet peeves. It's like, but that was my submission of the content for the day. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, shout out Josh Benson.
It's good. That's when you go to those certain churches and they're preaching. You hear those constantly. Wow.
I visited a church in Kansas City. It's probably like 6 years ago or so. This church no longer exists. Probably not a coincidence. Mm. And I went there one time and it was a female pastor, and anything she said, they would have people like humming and umming and I was like, let her finish a sentence. She was like going full on like Dr. Seuss at one point. I was like, she's not even saying anything. It's just rhyming at the end. People are like,
oh, wow.
Keep going. I was like, she hasn't said anything yet.
Alliteration.
Yes, maybe the problem with our pastors is because we're being persecuted, you know, whatever. Just doing that whole thing, and you get like an applause break afterwards.
It was like
maybe the only way you get power to your purpose is through the pain of your problems. Or you know, something like that.
What is slam poetry? That's kind of what she was
Cynthia.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to hear "wow" for anything I do ever. Like, it's just a weird way to kind of
let me
affirm
finish.
You. Yeah, right.
I'm in the middle. Yeah, maybe
and
when
I
I'm
think
done.
I do well on any of those podcasts. What do you think?
I think
you're a good podcaster, Katie.
But on those, I don't think I would give enough.
You'd be like, probably. What?
Yeah, I don't think you would speak much. I'm like, Katie, what do you think? You're like, some of it was good.
Okay, well.
Dating,
cool.
Like Katie'd be like, I thought dating was super fun. To be honest,
I don't know.
To be honest, I had a good time.
I think the culture is shifted in a way where Rachel and I feel bad when they're like, they were like, all right, you just celebrated 1 year. Like, how was 1 year? And then you feel bad being like, it was the greatest time of our lives. Like, we really do feel bad because people, they want you. Even when we were engaged, like, so how's engagement been? They ask it.
I had a lot
of
people say engagement. It's awful.
So truly. So many people like warned me beforehand. And truly the way they ask, they're like, how was kind of the first year? How was the first few months? Mm-hmm. Like, don't make me feel bad for having a good answer. It was great. Okay. Yeah. We communicate well. It was awesome.
You kind of learn, was she kind of pretty annoying?
You learned about the PMS from me. Uh-huh. You learned about the hormones.
Let me tell you.
You learned about the headaches. Clue.
I don't like it. People just like, and then I love to talk about, obviously, for my career, also just socially about like our fights. I think it's so funny. Like,
yeah, to bring
like
them
the
in.
The funniest fight. You could tell some people, they sit there kind of like, oh my God, are these people okay?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? You're fighting too. Like, it's funny.
Yeah, I think it's fun to bring up. Just any like nuance or anything that makes your relationship unique, whether it's good, bad, exactly. You know, like that's fun to talk about.
It's not that we're like, we're not over here like screaming at each other. We're just
yeah, exactly.
Like, having, but I feel like people maybe think that if you bring those up, it must be happening like all the time.
Right. Yeah, they don't realize I'm actually sharing every detail of our personal life.
Yeah.
I'm not like hiding like other fights. Yeah.
No, that was all of them. That was every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. We haven't had a good one in a while.
Good job, you guys.
Jake, yeah.
She's been so busy doing stuff.
I think
there's
it
no
is.
Time to fight.
There's no time, yeah.
Got tornadoes coming through your house.
I kept, she's pregnant, exhausted, moving. Still caring for Thomas. There's nothing you can do. I've tried so many times through Thomas's life to be like, okay, the grandparents are watching. He's being watched. Now's your time. You sit back, relax.
Go out,
and
have a
she
drink.
She just won't do it. She just won't stop loving him and wanting to like be around him. And it's very annoying because I can turn it off.
Yeah.
And she can't. And that's probably a good thing. And
yeah, so
I think that's Butker's point.
I was going to say, they were great roommates, her and Butker. Like it. Derek, you had a contribution for some content today, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Check her out here. Nice Instagram.
What do we got?
Instagram.com. What's that caption say? Homeschool prom.
Homeschool prom in our barn.
Over 100 homeschoolers.
Whoa.
Homeschoolers do prom?
Good for them.
These
that is
in a barn.
In a barn, they do. Yeah.
I mean...
Starting off with the...
Wait, was...
Oh. What are...
Oh. Okay, I didn't really appreciate
that. Was
that
a Michael Jackson move?
Yeah, refresh. Let's see that from the beginning.
Gloves?
Oh, look at her. She's doing a little cha-cha. Oh, is she...
That's a great...
Are they... Wait, is he grinding with a sheep? Dude, do homeschoolers do prom? I didn't know this.
Eventually, all the guys and girls separate from each other, too, in a minute.
Yeah, it's like water and oil.
Yep.
Oh.
See? That's water and great. Oil. That is
like frankincense and myrrh. I know. Do they just get together with other homeschoolers?
I never knew this. It's like one of those, you know, homeschool, they can do like
co-ops.
Yeah. I bet it's something like that.
Multiple co-ops get together.
Yeah.
Form a
what was
super
your prom like? I never thought of prom for the tiny schools. You just do one and there's just like seven people there.
It was nice. I went to a prom. I went to two top proms in Stratford, and then I went with a girl from one of the big cities.
So big city.
I got to see both versions.
Wait, yeah. What was your graduating class?
95.
Whoa!
Biggest in Stratford history.
Wow.
That's actually not crazy small.
At the time. Yeah, it was
but that's,
fine.
That's 95, and there's...
Not
I
all
bet
of
it,
those people went to prom.
I mean, that's an odd number. You can't pair that up. So I think, I mean, when you get small enough, it has to get so brutal. Because I went to a big school, and, you know, I had a buddy who was kind of, you know, he wasn't killing it with the ladies. He'd be like, I didn't... Because we had a Sadie Hawkins style dance.
So on,
like,
on
no
a podcast...
No one asked me. Like, if you're of 90 of you, and you're like, no one asked me, you're like... Yeah, everybody knows.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So I don't know how you guys did it. At our prom, only juniors and seniors could go. It was like something you had to earn. You could take someone younger. You have people, this is a small town thing, I think. You had people like 19 years old coming back, like still dating a high schooler. They would come back to prom.
I mean, that was, I knew about that. Those, I had like a buddy in college who had a girlfriend a couple years younger, and he had to really be discreet about the prom. Oh, it was Alan. Oh, yeah. Alan, you guys seen him on the keys.
Alan like this
he had a girlfriend. it's funny. Sorry, Alan. This is 10 years ago. He was... Because this is normal, but it's easy at that age to be like, oh my God, like, your wife's 6 years younger than you, whatever. He had a girlfriend. He was a freshman in college. She was a junior in high school or something, you know.
Okay.
Not that happens, but he was trying to be a good boyfriend, so he was going to ask her to her prom. And there's one day we're just like grabbing so lunch, nice. And he's like, I'll drive. And I opened the back door. It was me, him, and our buddy Connor. And me and Connor, the two guys most likely to just absolutely skewer him for this. We open the back door and there's a cookie cake that says prom. And we all look at it and Alan just goes, dang it. And we just start laughing and we're just like, hey, man, do what you got to do, man. Do what you got to do.
He's like, I thought it was in the trunk. Yeah. Oh, man.
It was just the most defeated, just like, oh, no.
Not Trey and Connor, not them.
My senior year, I went with a girl. She was a freshman in college. She went to 5 Willow Springs proms in a row. She went as a freshman in high school, sophomore,
she must have been
senior,
hot.
And freshman. Yeah.
That's a great, the full cycle there. That's impressive.
Yeah, really did it all. Good for her. That's fun. I remember, just like the people that would come back. And there was a couple that were like, oh, that's so fun that they're here. Oh, yeah, I forgot they're dating or whatever. But 3 out of 4 were like, no, I don't think anyone wants you here. The administration doesn't want you here. You were like a bad kid.
Yeah.
And you're coming back to prom.
You're a felon.
Yeah.
Do you think I would have gone back to prom for you? Because I am a year older.
You're older. Oh, I didn't even go to my prom. So I would have been like, oh, don't worry about it. Cool. Did you have to pay for it?
Yeah. You had to
pay. Yeah.
You had to buy a ticket.
How much?
Like $85 or something.
Yeah.
I
can't believe it. I mean, at that age, I was like, what do you mean? Why would I ever do this?
I think my parents paid for it. They're like, this is ridiculous. Like, find a nice date, we'll pay for her.
Thank you. That's the funny part about my parents. They'd be like, we're going to make you pay for stuff. And boy, did that backfire. It'd be like,
I'm not going.
You buy your own gas money. So I went to college like 20 miles away. I was like, I'm literally never coming back. It cost me $15. Like, okay, we'll pay for your gas. Like, okay. And then prom, I was like, I'm not going. Like, why? I'm like, you make me pay for it. I spend $100.
Yeah.
That cost me 3 days.
I
got to
buy the boutonniere too. That's not
cheap. How much is your prom? Ours was $50 a ticket. Was it 85 for the couple or you're 85 a ticket?
I don't remember. For some reason, just the number 85 is coming to mind.
I can't believe.
I really don't remember.
What is this?
But I was prom queen. So I did have
you had a scholarship.
I did support the prom. Yes.
You know, now
there
you
she
go.
She couldn't wait to say that.
I prom think, king? Yeah, she, yeah, I found a way
were
to work that
king?
In.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Were you, Derek?
I was not. It kind of went towards the weirder kids at the small school.
I was going to say, they gave it to like the special.
No, it was weird. Are you calling the mentally challenged kids weird?
I'm so sorry.
It went to the kids who were super strange. Like medically, they can't
I'm
help
sure
it.
Where are you going with that?
Well, that's cute. So every year, your school gave it to like the kid with Downs or something.
Yeah.
Did we? That's a classic sweet. Move. That's always cute. Yeah. We did that one of the years. I think his name. Yeah, but on my, I never won any of those.
We weren't there, so
yeah, it would have been hard.
Well, that's a good point. I don't think they awarded it at the prom for us.
What would be the point?
No, you know what? You know what? I'm sorry. We had homecoming king and queen. We didn't do prom king and queen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, prom was the only time for the male to win anything. It was like homecoming, you know, queen.
No homecoming king.
No. I escorted the homecoming queen. So I like to think, you know, I did. I went as far as I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I remembered something about our prom. I'm pretty sure there were different rates whether or not you brought a date. They would make the single people... like pay more, basically.
Pay more? Yeah,
like a 2-for-1 discount.
Yeah, it was like if you bring a date, hey, it's only
stag. They're like, come on.
Yeah, like one ticket's $70. You bring a date, it's $100 or
Did
something
you do
like
the
that.
Full like party bus situation.
So ours was very structured. You didn't have any options. So it was just like if you're going to prom, you have to ride this bus. We're going to take you down to Branson Chateau on the Lake.
Oh, really?
You're all getting shuttled there and back. There's no freedom.
So. Oh wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ours was nice and clicky.
Oh, was it?
Katie's like, we had some drunk driving accidents. Ours was fun.
okay. What else we got? What someone write Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I went to her concert.
Oh, well, yeah. I want to hear about that.
Yeah, in Portugal.
Yes, went all the way to Lisbon, Portugal to see the Taylor Swift Eras tour. And it was pretty fun. I would like to know, Paramore opened. What do you know about Paramore?
I mean, Harrison's speech comes out. And you say, you know what? I'm going to go see Taylor Swift in a town called Lesbian. How about that?
You know, Rachel did bring up, I was proud of her. She's like doing a little bit all of a sudden. She's like, so if two women are walking hand. So in Lisbon, in Portuguese, it's known as Lisboa. They're called Lisboans.
It's weird people?
No, sorry. I'm all over the place. That's the town of Lisbon is called Lisboa in Portuguese.
Which means?
Lisbon in Portuguese. Rachel brought up the point, forget it. What do you know about Paramore?
wait, what town is Rachel from in Iowa?
Oh, Dyke.
Okay.
Wow, okay. So it's kind of a sister city.
Yeah, the joke was Lisboa and lesbians. Oh,
I know Paramore well. This is one of my favorite songs to play on Guitar Hero. Or Rock really? Band, whatever it was.
Which song? Yeah, that's the thing about Paramore. You don't know any of the names of them, and then when you start singing, you're like, oh, I remember this one in like early college.
Crush.
Are they making new music still?
I don't know. I will say her closing song I had never heard of. So maybe it was like a new one that the fans still know.
But were they good live?
I was excited because I had always heard like, oh, Hayley Williams. She has like one of the coolest, yeah. like best voices. And it was fine. It was still daylight out. There was like no production value. It was just like her and a band just screaming for an hour.
Was it in like a stadium type vibe?
It was an outdoor like soccer stadium.
Okay.
So it was fine. But I saw like some of the other legs coming up, like Benson Boone is opening for her. And I'm like, oh, that yeah. I would like to see. I would love to see him. So whatever, Paramore is fine. But then Taylor Swift came out and it's pretty much all it's cracked up to be. It was pretty fun. It's
3
just like
hours. Didn't feel too long.
It was like there were times where it felt long. I'm not going to pretend like, no, it was amazing. Like, you know, she gets some of those like albums, like some of the softer albums, Willow, Evermore.
Yeah.
Like, we could skip really. Through some of these.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was like a 3-hour, 15-minute Super Bowl halftime show. It was so awesome.
That's amazing. Okay, this is...
I think I really need to go, Trey.
Yeah, this is Rock Band. Did she play this one?
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Crush. Yeah, jump. Then it's Star Power.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, dude, I'm about to listen to a lot of Paramore now. God, they're good. It looked amazing, man. In Portugal, I saw Taylor post the first time she played Portugal.
I was shocked by that. She had done world tours before. Never been to Portugal before. So people just were fired
absolutely
up.
Packed out stadium. Yeah, was it way easier to get tickets there than America?
At the time. So when we bought tickets 6 months ago, we thought we got a deal. And then come to find out in like Europe, there's some law where you can't resell tickets for more than like 30% of face value. So idiot, I should have just waited to get tickets there. Because they're like, I don't know, $100.
Oh, wow.
So didn't know that. So life hack. But... Dude, yeah, so it was crazy. You know, she's doing 8 stadiums in London.
I saw that. She's in London. Like, in can't London. Wait for wow. London. Eight at Wembley Stadium.
8 Wembley Stadiums. It holds 90,000. And she wants all that because somewhere behind the stage. But still.
It's just shocking.
She's doing 8 in London. Wow. It's insane. So, yeah, she's crushing it.
We were talking about, I watched the Steve Martin documentary on Apple TV. So good. Steve Martin, you know, everyone knows him. But he grew up on stand-up before he ever became like the movie star and the Steve Martin we know, but he grinded stand-up, blew up, and was doing stadiums.
Wow.
It was like this for about 3 to 5 years, kind of this Taylor Swift level just mania.
Everyone has to go see
and
Steve Martin.
He said something interesting in the documentary. He's like, my material started to become like, became second to just like the experience.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think Taylor Swift has done the work and reached a point where it kind of doesn't matter what she does anymore. To a degree, she's Taylor Swift. It's going to have some level of quality, but it's like people aren't going because they're like, I love the new album. They're just like, now it's a whole thing. It's 3 and a half. It's a 5-hour concert.
Yeah.
We do these bracelets. She's like, she gives us clues of things with her outfits.
It's like a culture thing.
And there's like music videos happening. She plays guitar. She plays piano. There's fireworks. Yeah. There's smoke. There's fire. There is everything you can imagine at a concert. It takes place for 3 hours. It's like the modern, it's the Elvis, it's the Michael Jackson. It's that of now. It's like, you have to see it.
I have to see it, Trey.
She's coming back to the United States.
You're exactly right.
She is coming back.
I absolutely go.
I think like Indianapolis, New Orleans, maybe one other one. But you can also go to Europe.
And we're definitely not going though.
It would be cheaper to go to Europe.
She tours again. She'll do that again.
She will not do an Eras tour again.
That's what I was wondering during the concert. I was like, where does she go from here? How, after you do a 3-hour full discography concert, what do you do next? It's like, well, this is like the 9 songs from this album.
She has to put out a bunch of new albums again. And then in 5 to 10 years, she'll do another Eras tour.
Yeah. Greatest hits.
Wait, so there's a few more Eras tours in the States?
I think she's coming back. I know you have at least 2, but those are going to be pricey.
Doesn't matter.
That's crazy.
It would truly maybe be cheaper to fly to London and then buy a ticket there.
Is that what you want for Father's Day?
Oh, mm-hmm. Coming up, Jay.
She's playing. The only dates left are when our new baby will be like 4 weeks old. So there's no way you're going.
There's one option.
Miami, New Orleans, Indianapolis.
What about Europe?
No. How about that London I was hearing about?
All right. Well, glad you had fun, man. And we spent the Memorial Day weekend
unpacking,
moving. We moved. Such an ordeal.
You're officially sleeping here now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Just doing all
we had both our parents here, which, I mean, huge help. I really underestimated my exhaustion of, because, you know, it's just, I'm still not that huge and I'm like capable, but bending over and standing and putting everything away. I mean, there were 2 days I was just like, by the end of the day, I was like, I can't move. I'm so tired. So that was a huge help that they were here.
We're doing it. We got moved. How long have we been going?
37.
Legit, I didn't pay attention at all. I never pay attention. I don't know. Oh, Derek said we should put a fun clock up there. Maybe we should. Yep. Should we put a clock up?
Yeah. Fun clock.
What? I thought there was like a picture that you wanted us to see.
Sure. Let's just do that. We can get to, we'll save that for when the fan segments.
Okay. Okay.
Some fans sent it in. It'll be fun. We can get to some segments. I think we can get to some segments. Why not?
Hey, we can get to some segments.
Let's start off with everyone's favorite. What are you triggered by this week, Jake?
So we have been getting so many door-to-door salesmen lately.
Same.
We're in the suburbs. And I feel like after their storms, they come in and they replace the storm. Because if you have hail, there's a hail guy coming. Then there's a roof guy coming. Then there's a gutter guy coming. And then bug guys just love to bug you. They're always going to be there.
Yeah, I thought of all the storm guys. Don't you think it'd be kind of fun? Wouldn't you, like if you and your buddies, you ran like a roofing business, you just be like, hey man, come over tonight. We're going to open a 6-pack and we're going to root for these tornadoes today. Like, that'd be kind of fun.
You'd
be like, they're like a massive hailstorm and winds hitting this neighborhood. And they're like, that's a big money neighborhood.
Here we go.
Baby.
Here we go. Yes. That's Leewood, baby. That's what we wanted.
You think that's what happened?
100%.
No.
I think they started off as storm chasers. And then they're like, well, what if we chased them with like a bargain? Yeah. Like we come in and we pitch them on hail damage.
We watched the tornado. It was awesome. And now you can pay us to fix it.
Yeah. And so we've been getting a lot anyway. And yesterday afternoon, it was Memorial Day. The vibes are amazing. We're getting ready. We're making all this food. We're about to go to our friend's house and have this big party. The windows are down. It's just a great vibe. And Rachel had told me earlier that a bug guy had came by earlier that day. And then as we're getting ready to leave, it's...
What company? Let's out them.
Started with an A. A-hole. No. Aspire. Aptic. Aptic.
Okay. It wasn't Eco Shield.
Aptive.
Yeah. Oh, see, okay. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. It wasn't right, Eco Shield. And this guy starts walking. No, not walking up. He segued up. Dude, it was a segway that didn't have handles. It only went up to his knee. So it was like he was, you know, those like really good downhill skiers.
A sawed-off segway? That's crazy.
Those really good downhill skiers where their legs are like touching the whole time they're skiing. Yeah. That's what he looked like. His knees are touching. And he's just going back and forth.
Spiders. Wasps.
Roaches. No problem. So he swivels up and Rachel's like, this is the, I already talked to this guy. Like he's back. Did you tell him we want business? She's like, no, I told him we already had a pest guy. Why is he back here? And so at 5 p.m., my hands are full with these like Memorial Day treats. We're ready to go. And then he knocks on our door. I'm like, dude, it's 5 p.m. on a Memorial Day. Go.
Why are they even out?
Go
on Memorial
think about
Day?
The veterans. All right.
So we moved from an area of town where we weren't solicited once ever. It was that type of area. and we moved to the good old suburbs, like any good 30-year-old with kids.
Welcome.
And now, and that is, we are getting hammered. And I've had to learn very early on, a bug guy got a hold of me and just dominated me. I mean, he was so aggressive.
Salesman.
And he was good. I knew the second he said his name, I'm like, I'm not buying anything, just no matter what you say. But he just talked to me for 20 minutes and I just let him. And then oh dude, he was so good at it. He really was. And he was he's like, all right, I'm gonna walk around, I'll meet you in the backyard.
He's bossing you around.
And I was like, yes, sir, basically. Okay, see you in my own property, I guess.
You're nicer than me to some of those people. It's a very weird dynamic how typically...
Deep down, I'm a coward. Yeah. And you see that. You've seen it enough. Like a convincing noise goes off, and I'm like, you go look. You go check. If there's like a weird moment where fight or flight, there's no doubt when I'm not either. I won't fight or flight. I'm too scared to do either.
Yeah,
I just turtle.
You
just
meet you in the backyard.
Would you like to whoop my butt in the backyard? Make sure no one sees. I'd be happy to help you out there. He kept going. And then I just did the old, which I'm sure he hears a lot. And he's ready for this. I was like, yeah, you just give me your info. I'll talk to the wife. Give me the info. He's like, well, you know, if I may, you know, I'm sure your wife's going to ask two things. Because wives, they always want to know this. Is it safe for children, for pets?
Yeah.
And then number two, you know, the cost. And listen, man, I'm willing to bet if you called up your wife and you explain this to her, this, that, and you know, I'll even tack off a little bit less. And I'm willing to bet. She'd say yes. So how about we just get going?
We'll go and speak for her.
Like, and then I was like, "What is she having an affair with you, dude? How do you know her? Because I kind of believe you, actually. I think you're spot on about her."
He's like, "Listen, if you talk to your wife, Georgia Tech grad, she's going to say, you're like, whoa, hold on. What was that one part in there?
Listen, man, listen, I get your wife. She's probably the Butker speech. She's probably sees some pros, sees some cons.
Well, she wears what? Size 9 shoe, probably? Yeah. I mean, your wife's going to like this. Mm-hmm. She's going to like this. Like,
listen, your wife, she's. I know she's tall enough to reach the spider webs in the corner, but she's 6'6", what, 6'6", 7? But listen, man, and the cherry on top, though, he's probably our age, and he was clearly, like, out here sales and hustling. And he kind of looks, and he's like, I don't want to be too personal, man, but just man to man, I'm seeing your house here. It's pretty nice. What do you do for a living?
He asked him.
He said man to man. You're like, well, I got to tell him now.
And of course, I wasn't about to be like, I'm a comedian. Open up that can of worms. And you be didn't. Like, what? Because he had no clue who I was, clearly. Okay. I just thought it was really strange.
Why do you say man to
like,
man?
He's like, I don't want to be too personal. Because he's like, you know.
He's like, I'm walking just feel like the he's streets. Like,
you see how hard I just tried to make money from you, right? I want to do more of that.
I'd like to
how
do this easier.
How are you doing it? And I was just. I did the classic, what I used to do years ago. I'm in social media content marketing. I like said just like six buzzwords in a row. Syndicating content towards client.
Broadcast media. UGC.
And yeah, now I'm terrified. We've had more come. It's just,
I think you should just maybe not answer the door.
Oh, I just. I never would. But it was. We're having so many shipments and other like. People coming, handyman people, stuff that I just like, oh, who's this guy? And then he's like, I'm here with Petra. I was like, oh, boy. Oh, no. He had pretty eyes, too.
Do you remember when I had someone from the city come out to our old house? She was not an inspector, but it was for property taxes. She's like, I've noticed that I'm from the city. She shows a badge. She's like, I've noticed that there's been some changes in the property. If you wouldn't mind, I need to take a look at your house like for property tax reasons. And I was like, I don't want you to come in.
You said that?
I was just like, I think I made some excuse of like, I'm running out the door. Like,
you treat her like a door-to-door salesman. Oh, we already have a property tax guy. So we're good. Like, he just sprayed for property taxes.
So I close the door and I see her in my back door. She's now walking my property. And so I just
looking for taxes.
Pretty nice in there.
She's looking through the window. So I'm looking at her and I close all the windows. Like there's blinds. I was like, what is happening?
This would not happen in Liberty.
Yeah.
Not without a quick shotgun blast in the sky.
3 seconds to get off my board.
It's like, can you please leave my property? I don't know.
They've been planning, they're doing all this construction on our main road. They're like widening it. They're giving us a sidewalk. So it's a year long ordeal. But while they were like planning it, they would send surveyors. They just walk around our backyard and like, well, I hope they work for the city. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Someone just come back there.
They just walk around and they kind of look in your house and they got binoculars. Like, I guess that. Go ahead. I don't know.
Right, though. Yeah. Certain areas of the country, they know they can't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy rolls up yesterday and literally rolls up and he's just like, hey, I'm here with, pest control. And I was like, my wife said she already talked to you earlier. And he's like, yeah, I already talked to your wife. And I was like, what did she say? And he's like, she said you already had pest control company. And I was like, that is correct. We do already have a pest control company.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we are on the same page with that. Leave. And so he was like, well, I just wanted to talk to you. And I was like, well, we already have a pest control company and you've already been by here once.
That's so
and it's Memorial
rude.
Day at 5 p.m. And like, we're on our way out. And he's like, well, let me just talk to you. And I just let him steamroll me for 10 minutes. I tried to put up a
fuss. Dude, you think in your head, I'm like, oh, I hope that happens again. I'll be like, listen, man, I don't have time for this. Get off my porch. I've never done that to a guy ever.
I thought I was being stern, but I definitely wasn't.
Do you ever daydream about like sticking it to some guy?
I showered later. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, this is what I would have said. The water's running down my face. Like, oh, I hope he comes back tomorrow.
Makes me so mad as a woman. This guy's like, I talked to the wife, but I really just need to talk to the man of the house.
Yeah, it's like, she knows
so annoying.
We have a guy. His name is Guy. Rachel told him that. She's like, no, we have a guy. His name is Guy. But apparently I was giving off some nonverbals because I kid you not, he gets done with his pitch and he goes, your face looks like you're not interested. I was like, bingo. That sounds
nailed
like,
it.
Yeah, maybe you could have read into that.
Oh, dude, my body
2 hours ago.
For sure was just like, okay, that was triggered. I'm about to get back on the road, y'all. TreyKennedy.com/tour. I'm coming to the Dakotas for the first time.
Wow.
Jake is with me. Can't wait. Fargo, June 8th.
Sioux Falls,
June 9th. Kind of your hometown? A little, or your wife's hometown?
Kind of my wife's home
state. I'm thinking of Cedar Falls, which is a different city I'm not coming to. Ignore all of that.
But you're right. It's almost my wife's home state. You were
so buy your tickets. And then I'm coming to Oklahoma, my home state.
Hey, confirmed. Good job.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Lots of family friends there. June 29th. And then just another like a dozen cities on the Grow Up Tour. Maine, Vermont, Albany, New York, Kentucky, Indiana, Boise. We're doing Southern California, Reno, Nevada, ending in Durham, North Carolina. So TreyKennedy.com for all those tour dates, as well as I'm about to get rid of the last of the merch. So there's like a few t-shirts left of the Correct Opinions merch. So just get it if you'd like. It's on sale. store.treking.com.
It's summertime. You're either, you know, inside reading and lame or outside playing pickleball. That's what everyone's doing. Go to fridaypickle.com. It's a company I'm a part of. Get yourself a pickleball paddle. We just released like a bomb pop inspired pickleball paddle. Pretty fun.
They're good paddles, but like they're not fun designs on them, right?
Trey, that's the thing. You're so silly sometimes. Everyone, you go to pickleball court.
Everyone's just
using black, boring paddles. Ours are big, beautiful, bold, bright. Any other B adjective you could think of? Bodacious. They're not bedazzled. But yeah, FridayPickle.com. Get yourself. It's the best deal in pickleball. $2 for $99.
Now let's get into some crazy white baby names. My laptop just died. Sad.
Dang it.
Oh.
Derek, you said you had one?
Yeah, we went to a five-year-old's birthday. I have a five-year-old daughter, so I'm just not showing up at random birthdays.
Good, yeah, good context.
We went to a birthday. It was Rue.
What?
How do you guys spell Rue?
Rue.
Hunger Games, R-U-E, Kangaroo, R-O-O.
There's an X
R-U-I?
In there.
R-U-I?
There's an X?
Whoa!
Oh, a little Native American.
O-U-X. Cajun.
R-O-U-X.
Yeah. Was
make R-O-U-X. You need a, is this child made of butter and flour?
Yeah, is it a jambalaya?
Yeah, we looked up like how that...
That's a cooking joke. The cooks
yes.
know.
Because,
you know what a roux
yes,
is?
I do.
He doesn't.
I have no clue.
Do you know what a roux is, Derek?
Was this child
nope.
a different ethnicity?
That was a funny joke.
Very
you know
blonde,
what that is.
White.
Perfect, perfect.
I do know of a roux who is R-U-I, but he's some sort of Asian ethnicity.
Wait, it's how you spell roux, the cooking thing.
Yes. Thickening agent.
Oh.
It's equal parts flour and fat, aka butter.
That's what a girl wants, right?
Yeah. Say, I know a thickening agent. Her name's Ice Spice.
Wait, it was a little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's... Oh. My name's Rue.
I thought it was a boy.
It's French for thickening agent. That's kind of... I don't know, man.
I don't know. She'd grow into it. She has to.
What's up, country gravy?
Do you think it was short for something?
Ooh, Rue can be white, blonde, or brown. Nice.
True.
She's very white and blonde.
Short for...
White gravy is not my favorite.
What that'd be short for, but
it was not short. It's not short for anything.
That's a good crazy white baby.
I directly send into the email again. Hit us up at correct@treykennedy.com with any of your comments, questions, fan videos. She said, Trey, I got to send this in. It's anonymous, but names. What I can only determine is Cole. I'll give everyone, there's a Q in the spelling. Guesses?
Q-O-L-E.
Close.
Cole.
Even sillier.
Q-U.
No. Wow. I mean, that is following the rules, but we're breaking rules here.
Kind of like Iraq, there's no U after the Q.
That's right.
It's Iraqi. Cool. And we think the pronunciation is
Q-O-H-L.
Q-O-H-L? Oh, like Kohl's.
Yeah, like Kohl's.
The department store.
Yeah.
Cole.
With a Q. With a Q.
And an H. It's very phonetically spelled in a way.
Again, once Cole. This kid a different ethnicity, I feel like I have to.
Why does it come?
Yeah, crazy white baby names. Mm-hmm. They have to be white.
They have to be.
Okay. Not even thick either.
Yeah, this is a skinny agent. Agent.
Respectfully. Agent.
White.
Yeah, that word's tough. Yeah, Cole. I know. We're trying to sell our old house. My real estate agent is doing a great job. Yeah, those words are tough. Thickening Asian.
Thickening Asian is a roux. That's funny.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Crazy about baby names. Oh. There we go. What do we got from the fan video? Oh, first and foremost, someone sent in. They're like, Erecti said, Trey, I love the pod. I guess he's got wind of what Family Man looks like. I don't know how. But he's got a doppelganger for Derek the Family Man.
Wait, holy cow.
If you please display it, Derek. Please Wait, display
what
it.
What if it's actually Derek?
I mean.
No, if you
Who
don't.
Who is this guy?
We're not going to show Derek, but this is a clue. This guy plays for the Boston Celtics. Big man. And it's a pretty. You ever gotten that one, Derek?
Zero times. But.
It's,
how do you feel about it? Are you
I think happy, you're a, I think
sad.
You're a better looking version, Derek.
You're like an American version. This yeah. guy's got to be European.
He's Eastern European, this guy, right? Like,
yeah.
What's this guy's name? You know? He looks so European.
Let's see again. That really got me.
That's so funny. Whoever sent that in, well done.
Well
Keep
done.
It up.
That would
I have
be.
Blue eyes. I can't grow facial hair like that. What?
You can hold a basketball, though.
That would be Luke Cornett, who is. No, he's a.
That sounds American.
He. You know what's great? You know where he went to college, Derek? Liberty.
Yeah, he's 7'1". He's from Kentucky. Wow. Well, he looks. His middle name's Francis. That sounds European.
Okay, we got fan videos. Let's start with our the dude here, and then we got our first video from a while from Horse Girl.
Oh.
So I'm hopeful it's an update. I'm hopeful it's an update. Let's start with this. This wrecked D here, and then we'll get to the wrecked at.
What's going on, Trey, Jake, Katie, and Derek?
Yep.
Just listening to the pod with Joe, and I want to talk about when you guys were talking about watching War Dogs and going to bed, listen to that. One of my best friends, Daniel, can only fall asleep to war documentaries, and so, like, you know, we'll be sleeping on the couch or whatever, and he'll just have his phone right here, and he'll be like, people rushing the beaches of Normandy or like the Viet Cong guerrilla warfare. And you go turn it off, he'll just wake up, turn it back on. And I always say
that
when he gets older, he's going to have a whole bunch of war stories and PTSD from like the Cold War or the Civil War and stuff that he wasn't nearly even close to being alive for. And it's just funny that you guys were talking about that. Love the pod. Keep doing it. See ya.
That's very funny. That's a good submission. I have the
it's
perfect
like
every way.
Like, do you mind if I put on some white noise?
Do you mind if I put on some camouflage noise?
I'm very concerned for his friend.
He wakes up like, my leg's gone. Yeah. Like, oh, I was just asleep.
Tourniquet, medic.
I'm very concerned for him.
I mean, this was me growing up. I literally watched History Channel when it was real history.
Yeah.
And watched D-Day, June 6th.
Just doze off to some death, man. It's relaxing. It's perspective. Mm-hmm. Put things in perspective. Mm-hmm.
That's wild. What a funny trait. Just like, oh, you're gonna love this guy. He's perfect every way. He does do one weird thing.
Yeah, if you went to go date him, I'd be like, that would be a huge red flag. I'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah, you're gonna need to wean. If we're like about to get engaged and married, you're gonna have to wean yourself off of this, or just put a headphones on or something.
I would make him go to see a therapist.
You're pretty worried about this.
You
it
are. Is. That's very weird. To your relaxing state is listening to people dying. That is very concerning.
Well, maybe
well, the bad guy's dying.
Yeah, maybe it's all pro
Depends
U.S.
on the documentary.
I had a friend. Okay, what's weirder. I think I already know your answer, but I had a friend, Edmund girl. You know Carter Cloud?
I think I've heard that name.
Well, that's her name.
She go to OSU?
What'd you say?
She go to OSU?
No. Nah. But she, I think forever, as long as I've known her, puts on the same episode of The Office, the pilot episode, the first episode of The Office, every night, and just falls asleep to that. So she's like, yeah, I've seen the first 10 minutes of The Office 1,000 times, and I haven't seen anything else.
That's weirder to me.
That's weird. Pretty strange.
At least she's learning or getting some different...
Somewhat taking in info. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's almost like... That's like torture to me. If someone said... I wouldn't take any amount of money to do that. If they're like, every night you have to watch 8 minutes of the same 8 minutes of The Office, nope. I'd be like, please don't make me watch this again.
I don't care how good it is. I don't want to watch the same thing over and over.
All right, horse girl. What do you got for us?
All right. It's enough of the humans.
Also known as Anna. Great. I love that song. Anyways,
my horse, it's coming on our speaker.
Olympic trials. Very excited about it. We go to Germany in June, and we have to compete twice. And I compete against 7 other people, and the top 3 people with the highest scores make the Olympic team. Anyways, I realize that you guys going to Paris is not realistic. So what are we going to do if I make the Olympics? What are you guys doing? Last time we left it off at you guys joining the Navy SEALs. Which would be entertaining.
I forgot.
But I'm not exactly sure.
Oh crap.
I'd love to see what you guys come up with. Anyways, hopefully our next video is from Paris. Hope everyone's doing well.
Wow. Thanks for the update.
That is a good song.
You know what I've never, just a small detail I've never picked up on.
This will be good.
She's black.
She's bigger than her.
Is there a mirror on her barn? She's filming holding.
Oh, probably. I mean, I think her sport involves like you need to see how the horse looks. It's probably very important.
Yeah, it's like modeling horses.
That is a humongous horse. That was a huge horse.
And I have met her at a show. She's not a tiny person. You know what I mean? She's not like 3 feet tall. Yeah.
3 feet tall. Yeah.
It's not an optical illusion. Okay. The Olympics are end of July.
Ooh, see if there's a Taylor Swift concert end of July.
In Paris? She's did Paris.
She's already did Paris, but nearby. I mean, Europe's, I mean, it's like yeah. Missouri.
Europe's like the size of Missouri, yeah.
Hop on a train. Going. I'm going to be 30 weeks pregnant, and we're going to Europe.
And Trey's
going
to be in the Navy SEALs. It's going to be a big summer.
Yeah, I've got to get in shape.
He is not ready for that right now.
Oh, no. She's, okay. So the Olympics are the last, it's like the end of July through the first half of August. We do have shows, which I, as a small detail, I'd have to cancel. So,
okay. I would do the shows and Katie would, me and Katie would go to Paris and you would do the shows.
Okay. The start of the Olympics, she'll be in Munich and then Warsaw and then Vienna the London run.
Do the Chiefs play in Munich?
No, by the time it's London, it's over. So the options
Vienna would be fun.
Basically, Munich's kind of like, it'd be the first 2 days of the Olympics. So it's really Warsaw or Vienna.
Yeah. You're going to want to go to Vienna.
Warsaw?
I think like a...
Poland?
Yeah, somewhere in Poland. I don't know where at.
Poland.
Yeah.
Man, I really didn't know. How far...
You need to fall asleep to war movies.
What about
Warsaw pretty quick?
I really haven't done enough World War II.
I was going to say, Warsaw's pretty important.
Yeah.
Also, it was not in good shape afterwards.
Boy, bad geography. That is... I mean, Vienna and Warsaw are nowhere near Paris. But so we're not doing that, but
it's near enough.
Wow, it snuck up on me, man. So she's got a 3 out of 7 chance of making the Olympics.
0.429.
What I think is interesting is that
I was a nerd as a kid.
Make the American team, they have to go compete in Germany.
I don't know about that.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So Horse Girl actually texted me yesterday about some other like Bondi Bowl stuff, and I was like, "You're the best. Thanks so much. Keep me posted on Paris." And so she texted and said, I just arrived in Germany today. I've been watching a lot of World War II movies to remind me who I'm fighting for.
Wow.
A great joke. Just like, hey, don't get distracted over there. Stay focused.
Stay focused.
All right, remember what they did.
They're going to be nice to you.
Remember what they did.
Stay locked in.
How do you fly a horse over?
Great question.
I don't know it
They
all.
Figure it out.
I really don't. I bet.
You private jet a horse?
How to fly a horse. Horse.
And because that is not a small horse. That is a very.
That's really, I really don't.
Horses travel in special cargo planes, usually placed within a stall.
Wow.
So it's probably, that might be better than driving. Less bumps. Landing would give him a bit of a spook, I bet.
Hopefully it's not Boeing.
Yeah. 737
That's
Max.
Really interesting. So that, so okay. It's even more interesting to me that they had to go to Germany first. It's like they're carting these horses all over the world.
What do we do if she makes it? You know, what the initial deal was, we joined the Navy SEALs?
I don't remember
how we got there.
How we got there.
But
okay. Hey, I got a passport. I'm ready to go.
We'll help sponsor it. I think you have more money than all of us, but we can give you, I don't know, we'll send you like a merch or something. Can we?
Horses? Yeah, she's in a Correct Opinions hoodie doing just dressage in the Olympics.
Dude, Correct Opinions is definitely a horse name.
It is. Like if it was a racehorse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct Opinions down the home stretch. Here it comes.
Because who won it this year? Mystic Gym or something?
Something like that. I don't know. Not a horse guy.
Okay. We're going to have to do some brainstorming. Okay.
They can fly.
So keep us posted, horse girl, because this is getting exciting. It's getting real.
It'd be
very cool to root on an Olympian. So clutch it in Germany. We believe in you.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be fun. We should have a watch party. That could
gosh.
Be fun.
Do you think that
creating babies ruins everything? We would be there. And
we can still go. I don't see why you're saying no.
You would.
It's just the baby and the tour dates.
You would not fly to Europe 33 weeks pregnant. You would not.
That's when most people do their baby moon. 33 weeks.
Would you?
I don't know. TBD.
Would you? Would you?
TBD.
Okay.
Fly overseas 33 weeks.
If we have the baby
pregnant
over there, are they a European citizen? Should I take this in?
Women, that's kind of fun. Women are not allowed to travel by air after 36 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's for domestic travel. 28 to 35 for international travel, that's generally.
28 to 35 is kind of the like, we're not going to recommend it.
Yeah, okay. Generally speaking, but could be fun to have a little German baby or Parisian.
We would know French. The horse girl people, and they like breed horses, so they would surely know how to like help deliver a baby a little bit.
Oh, they've yanked so many calves out of a mama horse.
Yeah, super similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like, come on, push, someone feed her a whole apple.
Distract her with a carrot.
Yeah.
Katie, you got this. Get her some new shoes.
Horse tranquilizer is a thing, right? So, you know.
Like
that's an epic, 1/8 of a horse tranquilizer.
Your wife sprained her ankle on the way in. We had to put her down. Like, what? What?
All right, you're a horse doctor. That's what you get.
Okay. Send your submissions, correctatraining.com. And you said something about Bondi Bowls. No, what is that?
Kind of a fun update. Franchising a little business that came from Edmond, Oklahoma. A girl that grew up going to church with Trey.
Yeah.
Name's Bailey.
We know her.
We know
her. My family.
Yeah,
it was her family.
And anyway, she started a business in like 2020. And it's just acai bowls, and they're the best bowls I've ever had. Pretty much every day on the tour, I wake up in the bus and I get on Google Maps and my eyes are barely open, but I Google Maps search acai bowl. I have them all the time and love them. So I was like, why am I paying money for this? Why don't I just buy into the company so I can have them for free? So anyway, we're starting this permanent food truck, me and my wife, Rachel, in Kansas City, in the truck.
Food truck.
Yeah, we were going to go storefront. Now we're back to like permanent food truck. It's just got to sit.
Okay.
In kids. So if you're ever in Kansas City in the next few weeks.
Seasonally or year round?
Yeah, I think 8 months out of the year.
8 months out of the year.
The 8 warm months. Look up Bondi Bowls.
Is there a specific place you will usually be or?
Permanent, yeah, we've got like a lease. It's kind of interesting lease. Like we rented a parking spot from like a developer and he's like, I've never rented a parking spot. I don't know how much to charge. I'm like, I have no idea what the going rate is, but we figured it out.
Okay.
And so it'll be in Prairie Village, Kansas. Look up Bondi Bowls here in a couple weeks. Okay. And, yeah, good chance me and Rachel might be there this summer. And yeah, just good acai bowls. Good Oklahoma business. Franchising
amazing.
It.
I can't wait to go.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty close to you guys.
I'm pretty hungry right now.
I'm getting hungry too. So, all right, like, subscribe. Thank you guys. Best luck to Horse Girl.
To Horse Girl? It definitely sounds like you said divorce girl.
To Horse Girl?
Don't say that.
Horse Girl.
And, then... Happy Pride Month.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Butker Appreciation. Disappreciation?
Underappreciation.
What's the opposite? Either way.
A lot going on. Love you guys. See you next week as always.
And thanks for listening.
The Dakotas.
Mm.
Peace. Correct Opinion.